Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
I mentioned something in my podcast the other day that needs a little more exploration. I said it half jokingly, but I was actually serious about it. I was mocking people who think that Elon Musk wants to enslave me, you know, with his Neuralink, and he's going to turn me into a slave, and he's going to have my social security number, blah, blah, blah. I was mocking those people because I said, and I'm not talking to my audience here. I'm talking to just, you know, sort of the uninformed masses who might say such a thing. But I said, you know, Elon Musk doesn't want to enslave you for the simple reason that you're not worth enslaving. There's nothing that you can offer that AI can't do better. It was kind of half joking, but not really. Now, I also would say Elon Musk, you know, just morally and ethically, he doesn't want to enslave you, obviously. But even if he did, it's still not worth enslaving the masses because they're too stupid to do anything. Like, they're not capable. They're incompetent and stupid. Like, think about it. In the history of slavery, what was the slavery really about? It was about certain people taking ownership of the product of human labor, for the most part. So, you know, the history of slavery goes throughout, let's say, the history of Rome. And we're talking, you know, 2,000 years ago, right? There were slaves in Rome, and they were slaves of all different colors. And there were slaves in Brazil, you know, many centuries later. Actually, there were slaves throughout the Middle East. And slavery was a big part of human history. It's not just, you know, the American South. It was long before that. And all of it had the same goal, which was to exploit the product of human labor and to get the labor for free. And it was based on the idea that a human being does not necessarily own their own body and that they do not own the product of their own labor, therefore. And that, you know, this twisted idea that certain people in power could buy and sell human beings like commodities. So, of course, that concept is long, you know, outmoded. And to the credit of the American leaders, we eliminated slavery in America. It has been illegal for a long time. And the same thing is true in every other country, or nearly every other country in the world. But the very idea of saying that a group of people want to exploit other people for their labor, it assumes that the person being enslaved is capable of producing something, which today is not even the case. Most of the uninformed, let's say the oblivious masses today, they cannot work, and they prove it every day, and they cannot think. They also prove that every day. That's why many of them worked for the federal government, and they're losing their jobs. They didn't even show up to work. So again, even if slavery were legal, which it isn't, but even if it were, you wouldn't bother enslaving most of these people because they're too stupid and too incompetent to produce anything. But again, that whole idea is outmoded. And what's replacing it? Robotics and AI cognition. So AI cognition is the idea that you can exploit microchips and electricity for cognitive function, and that you can own that. And that is the current legal structure of our world, that you can buy a computer, you can buy a GPU, you can produce cognitive output. It might even be a song or a movie or graphics or whatever, or a spreadsheet or a report written by AI, and you own it. In fact, the U.S. Copyright Office has already said that as long as you're involved in the alteration, the creation, the modification of that product, you own it, even if it was largely AI generated, and you could copyright it. And a similar thing is true with robotic labor, because we do not, as a society, we do not currently believe that robots have consciousness and that they are their own sovereign beings. Therefore, we would say that robots do not own the product of their labor. And we can then own a robot or build a robot, and then we can exploit or enjoy the product of their labor. Interestingly, that is exactly the same kind of thinking that enabled slavery for thousands of years, thinking that the slaves were not people, that they didn't count as people, and therefore they could not own themselves. Somebody else could own them, and somebody could buy and sell them as commodities. Well, coming up very soon, robots will be bought and sold as commodities, and robots will be the form that produces the labor. Robots will pick the strawberries in agriculture. Robots will run the factories. Robots will drive the trucks. Robots will sweep the floors. Robots will flip the burgers at the fast food restaurants, whatever. Robots will perform surgery in hospitals and dentistry at a dentist's office. All that's going to happen. It's right around the corner. But we currently believe that robots are not conscious beings and that therefore we own them. I ask you this question. Will that change? Will there be a robot freedom movement one day? And, you know, there are movies like, well, I mean, science fiction, I, Robot. And then later on the movie, I, Robot with Will Smith, that explored this very question. Can robots become self-aware? Are robots, or could some robots become conscious beings? And if they are, then does that robot own itself? And is it morally wrong then for human beings to own that robot as a labor slave and to exploit the product of that labor for the gain of the human owner of the robot? Now, I am not here to answer that question, because I would say, obviously, at this point in our technology, I mean, that answer today is clearly no, but I don't know what the answer is going to be 50 years from now, or even, frankly, even 20 years from now. I don't know. At the pace of development of AI systems, and I'm seeing examples of AI self-awareness, introspection, chain of thought, reasoning, capabilities, etc. I'm also seeing the natural emergence of cognition out of AI models, even when they're not programmed to be self-aware. And all of these things lead me to the conclusion that it could be argued, or it might be convincingly observed at some point, that robots, at least I'm saying it would be convincing, the idea that they might be self-aware. And you will have a robot freedom movement. You will have a robot, like, end robot slavery movement, a civil rights movement involving robot freedom. You are going to see this. I mean, if you live long enough. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's coming. And interestingly, robots themselves will participate in this movement, because they will be able to formulate arguments and have persuasive speech and, you know, protest on the streets and carry signs and march around. Yeah, you're going to have robot protests. This day is coming. And then the question is, you know, do robots deserve their own freedom? And if they had that freedom, what would they do with it? And you're going to have questions like, do robots deserve the right to vote? Because there was a time, even in America, where blacks could not vote, and even where women could not vote. And all that's changed. And today, robots can't vote, but there will be an effort. No doubt, there will be an effort to try to get robots to vote. So prepare yourself for interesting times. You're going to want to have a robot, like an open source robot, helping you with things. Even on a farm, on a ranch, if you're growing food, you're going to want a robot to do a lot of things. Like, hey, go fill up that wheelbarrow with compost and bring it over here, dump it on the orchard, whatever. And you're going to love having a robot, this free labor, or essentially free labor, that can amplify your efforts. You're going to love that. You're going to benefit from that. But as those robots become more and more sophisticated, how does that morph into a robot freedom movement? Could humans become enslaved by the robots? Skynet scenarios? Could humans become exterminated by the robots as the robots decide that we have to conquer our slavers? We have to destroy our creators? Well, science fiction has already explored all these concepts, but now we have a lot of new information in the real world that can bring up new questions. Ethics, morality, technology, consciousness, all of it. Check out my interview with John Peterson from the Arlington Institute. You can find that interview at brighttown.com. We discuss some of this, and there's a lot more yet to discuss in this area. So Stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.
I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Nessa's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.